Mayday Bank Holiday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Ronald Clark is in the upper chamber, and I'm your host, Dennis Johnson, lower chamber. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Right.
I remember on two occasions the journalist turned up for an interview with the
Central Bank?
No, the minister now.
Oh, the minister, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For health, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they questioned the minister of health. I know what he said. But they keep putting this question of frontline worker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a significant difference to what the prime minister, so what the minister said. But it's still hitting out. I know basically what type of area the person was that suffered, you know. But they keep hitting out. The minister said, I never said a frontline worker. They didn't pick this up yet. Two occasions them asking about it. They didn't pick up what's going on yet. Poor.
But you see, sir, and again, let me say this. Jargon is a strange thing. When people read the international coverage and they hear, you know, frontline workers doing this, frontline workers doing that, they come up and they use the terminology because it's the terminology in vogue. Well, it's what's being used. But
yeah.
If you ask for the definition of a frontline worker, I don't think, and if you're going to ask a question like that, then preface it by saying, okay, what does the Ministry of Health, or who would the Ministry of Health classify as a frontline worker?
Yes.
And if they say people in hospital, the people in the defense force, the ABCD, then you could say, have all those people been tested? Are they being tested on a regular basis? And so on. If you want to extend it to people in supermarkets, gas station attendants, and everybody that's allowed to be on the road during the period because they have this essential worker pass, then specify the number of people you're talking about. Make it specific.
And the question that they ask, and then we know how to come and get some more information answered in a different way. So he answered them in the question they asked, doing it twice, and he answered the same question, don't matter. She also said, the caller also said, but how come the ministers didn't say about a home helper? When the ministers gave that press conference, the Saturday, I think it was a Saturday, the home helper wasn't tested yet. They gave the amount that were tested
at the period, at the particular
time. Yeah. So they weren't tested at that time. And she talking about Trinidadians again. Now, you remember, I just do my stats, and as I say, I don't include the 33 that the Trinidad did. You know, we had Trinidad.
We had some nationals here who were stranded. Yes.
Right. I don't include them. I just exclude them to get a true figure of the Barbados tax. Right. Now, I can say that we done about 2,137 tests. And as I said, we only got 81 positive cases. That's 3.8, which is remarkable. But as I said earlier, when I can remember around the 10th and the 11th and the 9th, Trinidad had done about 1,045 tests. They had 109 cases, right? When you worked out, that's about 10.9%. Barbados had done 747 tests, 68 cases. That's about 9.1%. But you know what? You see, Guyana now, because you can remember Guyana's on the 9th. Guyana had done 152 tests. They had 37 cases. That's 24%. So I'm not surprised now here, but Guyana. Cases are actually up with Barbados one because they know they weren't doing enough testing. And I dare say Trinidad aren't doing enough testing in recent times because, as the gentleman said, they had test kits held up, all 4,000 test kits held up. So Barbados is doing an excellent job. The COVID team is doing an excellent job.
Let me say this, though, and this is one of the things I listening to the various reports from the ministry over the period, there was something that was eluding me at one point, and I kept wondering why I wasn't hearing it. We were not saying who was being tested. And let me see what I mean by that. If the ministry said we did 150 tests today, they did not say if of the 150 tests we did today, 75 were repeat of the people already in quarantine. In other words, we were doing second testing of them. So of the 150, since statistics is something you like, you would understand why I want to hear that. You understand? So so what I would be able to garner from listening was that, okay, we had 150 new people tested today, as opposed to the 150 tests we did today were the 75 people already in quarantine and, you know, 75 new ones. To me, that would have given me a better idea of how far we were reaching, how many people we were capturing, and whether we had... So when we said no new cases today, if all the testing we did were people already in quarantine, it meant, well, you know, there still may be people out there who are affected who haven't come to us. Two things worried me, though, and they still worry me, and it's this. When I heard the statement that we were still trying to reach some of the NAB people, I asked myself if I was a member of staff of the National Assistance Board or any organization where a cluster was found, why would they have to find me as opposed to me raising my hand and saying, look, I work there, you know, in other words, trace them. But try to find them to test them because they were, I remember at one point they were asking people to call in. They've tested all now, yes. But at one point they didn't. And I was saying to myself, even though the message I read, the news item I read, where some of the home helpers were saying, we should be quarantined too, our family should be quarantined too, we should be tested too, because they're drinking it up at the hotel. If you suspect, if you're worried, what's stopping people from saying, look, can I be tested because I have these concerns? Would it not make you feel a little more comfortable rather than waiting until you hear John Brown, who you were having a drink with and Lyman with last week, suddenly is, you know, identified either on social media or something, and you say, I was with him. Why they ain't calling me? You're hoping that John would say you were part of the team and they would call you rather than saying, I am coming forward to be tested because I know I was by him last week.
She also raised the issue about the last guy, the last gentleman.
The one that they're still unsure as to how he got it.
The point is, have you tested today? The team said that they have to do some work.
They have
on
some
that.
Check. They so have you, to do some checks.
Right, you don't have a contact, so they know what to do. Contact tracing with him. Mm-hmm. So that don't signify
that it's community yet. Correct. Spread. Yeah. Correct. I take that point. But I want people to be careful, which is why I underlined this after she was finished. I want people to understand that the loosening of the restrictions does not mean we out of the woods, safe, do whatever you want to do. Because I'm getting WhatsApp messages asking, can I run on the road? If I'm working at somebody's house, should I go out to work on Monday? And if the business is opening, if they're still doing alphabetic or, you know, by is the protocol still in place about going alphabetically to the various places that open? Those are questions that people are asking. Yeah, from Monday.
But look, I'm saying I don't want to be critical. I'm not being critical when I say this, right? But I think too many Barbadians do not listen and do not read.
Well,
I don't care, but it's a fact.
I have to tell you, right?
You wait, huh?
I have to tell you, just before you finish saying that, right, that there are two comments that I saw here online saying the press conferences are too boring and long, and people get tired listening to it.
Because that the journalists are poor.
But anyone you're talking about the journalists, they're talking about the general public. A friend of mine said to me, right after the Prime Minister said the beach open and you could buy rum, she could have sat down and shut up because I ain't hear nothing she say after that. That's what the person said to me. And I said to them, okay, but I listened, so come off my phone.
yeah, 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 yeah. So I think that's what we need. What we need to do in the country, though, read and listen. All right.
Thank you as well, sir. Bastex, good afternoon. Ronnie, I know it's real hard to watch football without drinking a beer. I mean, I know the pressure you're under, especially if Liverpool 3 down, so I could understand. Bastex, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
This is out now. Welcome to the upper and lower chamber. It's so nice to have you back.
It's good to be back.
I turned my radio on late, so I don't know if Miss P has called you.
No, she hasn't. She is social distancing still.
She is late. Miss P would have been, as she heard you, Miss P should have been the first caller.
Anyhow, wasn't.
It's good to have you back. I hope you really heal, you know, well, as healing will go, and you get better as the days go by.
I think the first part of healing is a positive attitude, so I try to keep that at the top of the list. And let nature do the rest as best it can. It's an old frame. It has been beaten up a lot, but, you know, I still think it have about a mile or two on it, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, I agree. I had a very good experience on yesterday, actually. I went to Carter's in Wilde, and the service there was 120%. If you can get that service all over in Barbados, we don't have to bother about tourism or work hard and market, and it was excellent. You showed your ID, yes, and it was very orderly. You showed your ID. Your hands were sprayed. The carts and baskets were already done, so they let you know you can choose.
Right.
They picked whichever one that you wanted, and then when you got inside, you were welcome to Carter's, and then they told someone of the attendants that was there standing would help you with whatever you needed.
Okay.
I was helped to, what I wanted, right back up to the cashier, to outside. And I said, well, Lord have mercy. I would come back in here every day.
the good thing about this is I think it has brought a level of understanding to some organizations. And I think it shows the way management at some organizations treat their staff by the way the staff have responded to the challenges. And the customer service in some places have been commendable, really, really commendable.
Yeah.
And it was good to see and hear some of the messages and the way some of the staff reacted. I saw cashiers helping people wipe their produce and their various things before they put it into their bags. And, it really was interesting to see some of what was happening. Yeah.
If it can continue minus virus, it would be great.
Yeah.
We don't want the virus every day of our lives, but at the same time, the service would
The
be
good
great.
Thing it has brought out should be maintained, yeah.
It should be maintained. Seaport, airport, and in the air and all, and be gone clear. But welcome back. Enjoy the remainder of your day.
I will try my best.
Upper and lower chamber.
Upper and lower chamber.
Yes.
I thank you for the support, ma'am.
And you can have a beer.
Now that opens up some interesting possibilities. A beer on you. Okay. We'll work on it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. Brastax, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Sir.
How are you doing?
I am doing all right. How are you, man?
Okay, not bad. Now, I can tell you four things quick.
All right.
One, I think going back to the sea is too quick. And the reason why I say it's too quick, one, because people are going to cluster. Opening at 9, sorry, at 6 in the morning till 9 is simply too short, in my opinion. And it's because everybody wants to go to the sea, so you're going to find everybody trying to get this little one opportunity to go and get a sea bath. And I could understand that. So I think the time, 6 till 9, is too short. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't have been open in the first place. That is my opinion. The second thing, I am not hearing about the politicians taking a pay cut.
Well, I heard the Prime Minister, raised the kite.
Hello?
She did raise a kite briefly towards the end of her presentation about talking to the unions.
I'm not understanding what you mean. What you mean?
Well, she said something about talking to the unions when people talk about pay cuts. That was all that was said, basically.
But that is not allowing them to get a pay cut. I'm hearing all the talk, but I'm not hearing the politicians getting a pay cut and bearing the pressure with the poor people.
Sir, but hold on a second. And this is the point. Let me tell you the point I'm making. The point I'm making is because the law of Barbados says there must be this distance between the permanent secretary salary and the politician's salary. If the politicians take a cut, what's going to happen to them people who have to have this distance between their pay? That's when they go to talk to the union. And that's what they're using as the reason for saying, we can't come out and say we can take a 20% cut. That's why I say it's the reason they're using it. I'm not saying it's a reasonable acceptance of it, but I'm telling you that's why it was said.
Right.
Or how I read it. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but I don't go by that. It's unreasonable. Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister of Nevis, the man is simply awesome. Do you know what the man did? The man gave up all of his salary. Of course, I know Belgian politicians ain't going to do that. The man gave up all, not some, Mr. Johnson. Are you there, Mr. Johnson?
So white people believe that I'm not here when I'm listening. I am listening to you. I ain't going anywhere till 2 o'clock.
Hello?
I ain't going anywhere till 2 o'clock. Tell me. The Prime Minister gave up all his salaries.
To bear the pressure with his own people. Mm-hmm. And all you're going to tell me, Mr. Johnson, I understand what you just said. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear when you are taking a pay cut to bear the problem with this. This is a pandemic, and you are telling me that politicians is going to still get the same money, and I'm hearing all about this thing about how hard it is and how hard it is. Give me a break. Anyway, another one. Mm-hmm. I am not convinced that Barbadians are taking this thing serious. I go all over the place. I see people with masks up top their head, under their nose. It is unbelievable. I am not convinced that they understand yet. They don't understand. I see so much carriage from the road, Mr. Johnson. I thought at Bushy Park. So much carriage on the road. It is unbelievable. Huh? So tell them come again. I want to know what the Prime Minister is doing about that. Huh? Take a cut. Would that not be a good thing to show us you are bearing the pressure with us? Of course, it can't bear the pressure with them because they still have.
Sir, I hope they hear you, and I hope the response is one that you're happy with when you hear it.
Yeah, I'll be for it.
All right, no problem. We got the latest from Starcom Network News next, and more of your calls on this. The Bank Holiday Mayday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. The way radio works, I've had comments on WhatsApp about that, Star Tunes, and how do they, what is it, where it is. So when you tease people, they respond. 4341790, sometimes in a positive manner, sometimes, you know, a little aggressively. We will never all agree on all points. And that's why there's this forum for you to share your thoughts and your ideas. 4341790, 2664862. Or you can send an email to brasstacks, one word, brasstacks at starcomnetwork.net. Good morning. Or good afternoon. No, I'm sorry. Brasstacks. Hello? Brastex, good afternoon. Yeah, I know this happens after a news break. People usually put their phones down and take a bathroom break, or in one case, that's a beer run or that's tea. Okay. I didn't get mine, so, you know, my usual tea people are not here to share with me. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, ma'am, and how are you? How have you been?
I am very well. I was very concerned when I didn't hear your voice for several days.
I had to take some time away.
I was told that.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, between you and Sergeant Johnson, Sergeant Siebert Johnson,
Siebert,
you'll have the most beautiful speaking voices. They are just wonderful to listen to. So congratulations for that and welcome back. Keep your health up.
I am trying my best to, and I hope you're keeping safe. You're keeping safe,
yes,
I hope.
Yes, unfortunately, I am locked down because of my age. I cannot go anywhere. I was hoping, praying that the churches would be allowed to open, but I know I was expecting too much for that because the churches are full of us seniors, and we are the ones who are at the greatest risk. And so, you know,
we can't help supporting each other sometimes.
No.
I saw what was supposed to be a joke from someone in St. Lucia who said that instead of opening the churches, they're opening bars for people to drink, and people should be having spiritual upliftment. And somebody responded by saying, everybody has a Bible at home. Everybody does not have rum at home. You can't run out a Bible.
So, you know. If you like to drink rum, you like to drink rum.
Precisely.
I know alcoholism is a terrible disease. When I was a nurse, I had worked with drug and alcohol abuse, so I know. But not everybody who drinks is an alcoholic, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to have been able to go to church to receive the Holy Eucharist. But
yeah.
I know that I have to be patient. And when you get to my wonderful age, patience is supposed to be one of our greatest assets. But I could tell you, being locked up certainly hasn't made it. We talk to each other. We pray with each other.
But it's not the same.
We make contributions because there are a lot of people in the Catholic Church who are still feeding the homeless. I used to do it, but I can't leave home. So, you know, there are things you can still do, but you would love. There's a thing about being a senior citizen, about just putting on your clothes and walking out. And I can tell you, that is an absolute thrill.
You know, I really must say, the two sections of the population, well, three sections of the population, I really felt the weight for them. Little
yes.
children who like to run around outside.
That was awful, to be in the house.
To be locked up. I know now we say, in a lot of cases, you know, children always playing with electronic things, but children like to run about. It's part of childhood.
I was so happy to see that in Spain, I think it was Spain where they let them out.
Yeah.
You could see the
joy.
Just,
they were happy.
Oh,
yeah, and
they were
the
really happy.
The disabled and the aged. There are people who gain their support, their reason for living, by seeing other people their own age and interacting with them. And that's why they go swimming together and sit on the sand together and
stay
after church and talk to each other for 5 hours. I know I used to drive about my mother and keep saying, well, finish saying goodbye, Nona. Finish saying goodbye, Nona. Finish saying goodbye, Nona.
Because now I said to the gentleman who's very active in St. Patrick, I said, Michael, I am longing to come to church to go to the Holy Eucharist, he said, and to talk to all the people.
Correct.
Absolutely true. And of course, if we have masks on, we can't hug each other, we can't shake hands, we can't do any of those things. We have to hold on to our sides, otherwise we'll get in trouble. But, you know, what gives you pleasure, and that's what gives us pleasure, because we grew up in the church. We grew up from children going to church, and we have continued. Unfortunately, a lot of young people have not been grown up into the church. Their parents, I don't know for what reason, but we who grew
because
up in
fellow,
the church.
Because they felt they were forced and they... It's not something that they held on to because they wanted to. They held on to it because they were told to. You know, talking about saying, hurry up, hurry up. It took me back to my childhood because especially on those times when I used to fall asleep in church, midnight mass on
Old
Year's Night and Christmas, and then those long Easter services that ran for 12 hours. But the part of it that was always... The anxiety for me was that after midnight mass on Christmas Eve, for example, my mother had to talk to 27 cousins, 36 distant relatives, some godmother somewhere. And this is 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. The only good part about it was if the aunt or the whoever it is and had a nice looking daughter that you could... kind of have a conversation with while your mother was babbling on. But no, but the gifts and the gifts and the company. But unfortunately,
I think that's going to be one of the last things when this COVID is really, really down.
Over?
Yeah, because we have a group of people in St. Patrick who on Mother's Day, Father's Day, any day, have little... get-togethers. You know, everybody makes a contribution. We, after mass, we sit down, have a cup of coffee or tea and chat and eat a sandwich or something. And, you know, that when you get to a certain age, those are the things, the tea parties that you look forward to. Going to a friend's house and celebrating. One of my friends, I had to tell him, 80 years old and I didn't even come and eat any of your good food. He said, thank God. You know, but that is the kind of thing that you look forward to.
And as I said, that's the thing that keeps your spirits up and keeps can keep you sustained. Just as much as the food and the pension check.
Yes. It's needed. I am very fortunate. I came to live in Barbados in 1970. I'm not a West Indian. But I had met West Indians when I married my Bajan husband. But they have been my absolute family. Because through thick and thin, all my family are living overseas, except my daughter-in-law, and she's always working. But these friends have been my family. They have treated me and my children as their own. And that, I think, is what is so wonderful about the Caribbean. That is what's so wonderful about Caribbean people. The love they have for each other. Don't mind, you might have a bad word or get upset with somebody, but it's only a flash, and then it's back again.
Yep, and once we're under pressure or we're in trouble, we reach out to each other. The good thing for me, having lived and roamed the Caribbean, is seeing our similarities as opposed to our differences, and appreciating the differences, the different things we eat, the way we prepare our food, the way we walk, the way we talk to each other, the rhythmic way we respond to our music. To me, it's part of what makes this region special. And one of the things I think is unfortunate in today's environment is that a lot of our younger people are not seeing that type of interaction the same way I did when I was young. Their images of the world around them come from screens and videos produced elsewhere for consumption by other people, and we're making it part of our lifestyle. And it worries me because it means that we're adapting a system that, thankfully, I'm on my way out, so I wouldn't have to live with it perhaps for too long. But I worry about my children because I try to take them through the region and show them the islands that I grew up in and why I liked it, and to give them appreciation of our Caribbean peoples. And it's unfortunate, it's only when we gather in basements in New York and on the subway in Canada, in London, or on the trains in Canada, and we hear the voice of someone from the region that we suddenly feel, you know, a little more at home when we go overseas.
I was so fortunate that I had my job with Women in Development took me to so many of the islands. And every island I went to, I said, you all are different, but you all are the same. You all have this great love to reach out to people. Mm-hmm. But what I've noticed, because I've always shopped at Bigby Supermarket, and I haven't gone because everybody tells me keep away. But the treatment that I sent in a list with somebody, mm-hmm. and I sent a message to one of the supervisors, said, please say, and my goodness, the amount of people who called me, found my number and called me and said, we wondered if you had gone to England or something. What I'm saying is, this is a bad thing, COVID-19, but it will bring back the humanity, the love and the caring that people used to have when I first came to Barbados in 1970. The place has changed dramatically. I can tell you people's attitudes, except for the older people. And even some of the older people have taken on young people. Young people, my grandchildren will have something to tell me. But, you know, it is because of that don't care-ish. But no.
All man for himself, yeah.
I was surprised that I went just to the bottom of my street and I saw two children on bicycles with their parents. Mm-hmm. And they said, good morning. I said, oh, good morning. I was so struck. Mm-hmm. So in other words, maybe out of this badness will come a lot of goodness.
I agree. And I said, well said, amen. The truth is that a lot of the young people that you see in the supermarket working as cashiers, packers, they were raised by their grandparents, you know, and their grandparents are still around. And I don't mean the 48-year-old grandparents. I'm not knocking the 48-year-old grandparents. I'm talking about the traditional grandparent who was 79 years old with the false teeth and the gray hair.
I heard from my grandson, and all he said to me, you know how much I love you. I said, but you're not here. He said, but that doesn't mean I don't think about you every day. Mm-hmm. Now, when you hear something like that and you put down the phone, you have to get up and walk about.
Yeah,
because
correct.
That's why you get on stupid. You know?
Correct.
And that's what makes our lives. And I really have to say, I thank God a million trillion times I live in beautiful Barbados. And I love to hear Peter Alleyn, how she says beautiful Barbados. And
Peter's
that
a wonderful person.
I came to live in the Caribbean. I came to live amongst Caribbean. Because in Barbados, everybody that I really would say are my friends are mostly foreigners, because Bajan men like to marry us foreigners, you know.
I am going to leave that one right where it fell.
But I'll tell you, if you look across Barbados, see who is who and what foreign women who are married to Bajans of every piece of the strata. And I have loved living here. June will be 50 years that I came to Barbados, 50 years ago. So
it's been
a wonderful 50 years. I've had good times and bad times, but I've never felt deserted. I told my brother, I said, you're thinking about England. This is Barbados. One of my friends is going, one of my neighbors going to the supermarket. They say, you want anything?
You want something?
Or a loaf of bread,
a
liter of juice. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the
That's it. And I have to tell you, thanks for bringing that picture to the fore, because it's a picture that few people see in their day-to-day living and running around, trying to pay bills and trying to make ends meet and quarreling about the political differences and who lost their job and whose house need to be repaired and why isn't the government doing this? Mm-hmm. And why? Those things are part of our lives, yes. But sometimes we forget the human element in a lot of those things.
I have some young adopted sons. And one of them said to me today, Monday, give me your old bills, I'll go and pay your bills for you. Mm-hmm. I, Elaine, didn't remember the bills. I said, my God, I forgot about that. So I came home and looked for my old bills. That is what living in the Caribbean is all about.
Mm-hmm.
That is what living in the Caribbean is all about. People care about people. People care about people. People mm-hmm. love each other. They might cuss, and they use some terrible bad words sometimes that really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
But when it all boils down, they still love one another.
Well said. Thank you very much, ma'am.
God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend. And I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, too.
One of your friends says to me, she has to introduce me to you.
Still strong as ever.
beautiful voice, and Sergeant Seba Jones.
You'll be disappointed with the person, but anyhow.
Get away.
I have a face for radio. Thank you, ma'am.
Blessed.
Thank you very much. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.